Q94, your Mountain Rock. Hey, I'm Gary Lee. Don't forget, your 9 o'clock hour is brought to you by the Pizza Shack in West Plains, right off Port Wagon Boulevard. Best pizza in Southern Missouri, Northern Arkansas. The Pizza Shack, lunch buffet, Tuesday through Sunday, 11 to 2. All you can eat pizza, calzone, zesty stick, salad, and dessert. Our coaches shows continue as we head on into Kabul and talk with head coach Glenn Cox. How we doing, man?
Oh, pretty good, Gary. How are you doing?
Fantastic. It's week 6, and your Bulldogs, they're fighting, they're clawing, and it's a process, isn't it? I mean, it takes time.
We're getting better. You know, the biggest thing I tell you about our kids is we're getting 1% better every game, and we're seeing a lot of improvement, and we got some young kids that are coming along.
Yeah, you know, we haven't talked in a while. I mean, you picked up a win over Lutheran South, and that had to feel pretty doggone good.
That was good for our kids, you know. Like, it made them feel justified in all the work that they've done, and it was a good night for us.
Well, this Friday night, you've got Class 1, Number 1, Thayer Bobcats. What are you seeing out of Coach Hancock's Bobcats?
First of all, Coach Hancock has done a tremendous job with his program. They're solid. They got some good athletes, you know, and they want to run the ball, and they're solid on defense. They want to stop the run. We're going to have our hands full Friday night.
Yeah, it's, you know, they're a ground and pound, you know, 3.5 yards. They're thrilled to death with that, and it's just one of those games where the line of scrimmage is kind of where it's all at, isn't it?
To have a chance at this game, in our philosophy and our program, you got to win a line of scrimmage, but especially in this game between an offensive line-oriented team, you know, if we don't win a line of scrimmage, we're going to have our hands full.
Well, and, you know, there was a scary incident took place in the Houston game back on the 19th. Can you give us any updates on some of these players that were injured?
Yes, that was Mikey Donaldson that was injured at the end of the Houston game. And I appreciate everybody for their support and their prayers and their thoughts. He is fine. He had a severe concussion. Mm-hmm. He went home that morning after getting released from the emergency room. But we're expecting a full recovery out of him. He's going to be out for quite a while because of the nature of his injuries. But that's pretty positive.
Yeah. You know, I've had a concussion. I got a concussion playing baseball. And yeah. You know, they're not – I'm telling you. You know, a lot of people – they don't really understand because there's different grades of concussions and
right.
You know, and some last a little longer. They're just more severe, but you know, it's a scary thing, isn't it?
It was scary, and Mikey had a pretty severe one. You know, I want to give a lot of credit to our local ambulance and our local first responders. They did a tremendous job taking care of him after the incident, and shout out to Eric Sloan in Houston. I thought they were pretty classy as well as the way they handled it. But it was a very scary incident. He has one of the most severe ones. He'll be out for the rest of the season at least. But it's a lot better than it could have been.
Right on. Everybody, head coach of the Kabul Bulldogs, Glenn Cox. Hey, we appreciate you taking time to visit with us, and we'll visit real soon.
Thanks for having me, Gary. I appreciate it.